The following is a presentation of Regional Radio Sports.
There's no eye on team, but my eyes on winning. Yeah. I'ma drive the lane until the time it says finish. Yeah. I won't tone it down now, even for a minute. Yeah. I'm working like a champion until they say he did it.
On the far side, Brandon Wagner with it. Going for the record. Got him!
Michael Brewer for the triple. Splash from downtown for Michael Brewer. The Hawks take a 13-3 lead.
Pass into the post for Reed. Turnaround shot, no good. Gets her own rebound. The putback and the foul.
From the Parkland to Jefferson County and beyond, Regional Radio is your home for the most in-depth sports coverage on the hardwood.
Lines up at the top of the key. Hammond goes the other way to Huber. Right wing three. That's good.
Pushing in transition now. Shot is up. Banked in off the glass by Jen Edding.
And the Hillsborough Hawks are Class 4 District 2 champions.
Follow along on Twitter at MIMOInfoSports and at KJEF Sports.
Legs Equipment, proud supporter of high school sports with the award-winning team at KTJJ, KREI, KJFF, and MyMoInfo.com.
The Fleegs Equipment pregame show on Regional Radio and MyMoInfo.com.
We now send it courtside for the Fleegs Equipment pregame show with the Regional Radio sports team.
It is Jumpin' at Jefferson, R7 tonight. The Class 3 District 3 Boys Championship match between the Jefferson Blue Jays and the St. Pius Lancers. Jefferson, the 2 and the host. St. Pius, the 1 and the visitor, trying to ruin things here for the R7 community, for the R7 basketball team, and anyone that represents the Blue Jays. St. Pius and Jefferson, they are no strangers to one another. No, they are not. They have played a couple of exciting basketball games this season. St. Pius has gotten the better of the Blue Jays, 53-48 in the Grandview Christmas Tournament Championship game. And then St. Pius beating Jefferson 43-42 at St. Pius just a couple of weeks ago. The first game that St. Pius played after losing their star forward, Riley Nager, due to a broken wrist on his right hand. St. Pius came out and said, "We are one team, we are one individual, and we are going to win on our home floor." And they did. Jalen Thornton stepped up and hit a two-pointer with 5 seconds to spare to give St. Pius the lead for good. So these two teams know what it takes to beat one another. It's almost like they're the exact same team. So this is going to be a fun one. Both teams bring defensive intensity, great shot making, and a great crowd as well. Jefferson enters this game at 18-8, St. Pius at 20-7. The Blue Jays have never won 18 games in a season. St. Pius hasn't won 20 in the 21st century. So these two programs doing great things, and they clash here tonight for the Class 3 District 3 Boys Championship. As I said, it is jumping. It has been alive ever since about 5:30 when students started showing up for that free pizza that Jefferson Athletic Director Jason Dreyer promised them. So they are well fed. They are going to stay in their seats, and they are going to root on their home team. Let's go ahead and continue this Fleegs Equipment pregame show with a pair of interviews. We'll hear from St. Pius head coach Eric Lawrence, and then we'll hear from Jefferson head coach Sean Breeze. You can't think in here. It's too loud. So we're going to go ahead and regroup and let you hear what I had to talk to Coach Lawrence and Coach Breeze about. So we'll do that next here on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show on J98.
Jeffco Alarm Services in Herculaneum. They take the fear out of nighttime noises and more. Jeffco Alarm Services includes cameras, TV hangs, surround sound, and more, and can handle anything with low voltage wiring. Residential or commercial, Jeffco Alarm Service specializes in your safety and security. Call today for a free alarm bid at 636-677-2190. That's 677-2190. Jeffco Alarm Services in Herculaneum, residential and commercial security. The peace of mind is priceless.
Matt Greenwood back on J98 covering the Class 3 District 3 Boys Championship tonight. Jefferson and St. Pius. I got top seed St. Pius head coach Eric Lawrence with us. And Coach, you and I were just talking right before this interview.
We don't know what to ask you anymore. I mean, we've asked you about everything. We've covered you all year. We know the ins and outs of St. Pius and, you know, some of the good, strong guys. And obviously the absence of Nager could certainly hurt in these types of situations. But you guys haven't shown that. You've won four straight. You haven't lost since you went down. The defense of intensity still feels like the same. You see what I mean? Like, I'm just rambling on about your team that I'm about to ask you about. But, you know, this is a district championship game. There's a lot riding on the line. It's still not, you know, the ultimate goal. This is just step one to many. But just the mindset, I guess, is where we'll start with you and your guys going into this one.
Yeah, I think they're in a good spot. You know, I tried talking to a lot of them today during school. You know, obviously there's going to be some nerves there on our end and on Jefferson's end. We're trying to do something for the first time in 13 years. They're trying to do something for the first time in school history. So, you know, they're young. They're going to I would think they would have nerves. You know, and, you know, that's what I'm going to try to talk to him about before the game is just kind of controlling that and, you know, controlling their emotions.
I may have been able to settle Jalen's nerves because I just saw him a few minutes ago, handed him his Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington Player of the Game certificate that he had in y'all's win over Jefferson, that 43-42 victory. So I've got his mind on food now, so I'm sure he'll be all right going into tonight. But seriously, though, I mean, he has stepped up so big for you guys in the absence of Riley Nager. Like I said, hit that game-winning shot. He runs your offense about 70-80% of the time. Just an all-around good athlete for you.
Yeah, you know, Jalen's been a rock for the program for the past 4 years. We came in together. He's been starting for me ever since, so he kind of knows what I expect. I know what he's going to give me. I know his heart. You know, he's been battling some injuries ever since that nasty fall he took at North County, but, you know, he's just toughing it up and going to get it taken care of after the season. So I expect big things out of him tonight.
Coach, when you address the locker room before the game, who are you looking at to raise their hand and say, Coach, I'm going to help out here a lot and get us through this?
I think it's going to be everybody, you know, all the way from the guys that are going to be on the court to the guys that may not get any time on the court because they play just as important role in us getting this win tonight with their energy and attitudes on the bench. So, you know, I'm going to be looking at everybody because I've been in one of these as a player. It does take everybody. It's in a kind of similar situation. My junior year, we had to beat Hillsborough for the third time to win our district championship. So similarities there, you know, so I'm going to be looking at them all.
I was going to say, going for a third win against Jefferson this season as well. One final thought from you, Coach. How do you beat Jefferson a third time?
You know, sometimes I think coaches can try to overthink things. We've had success against them this year and in the past. So I'm just going to stick to the recipe. You know, I got full confidence in our kids and what they can do. You know, and I think we match up well against Jefferson. So, you know, I'm just going to stick to the game plan and the recipe.
All right. Coach, best of luck.
Appreciate it, Matt. Thanks.
Apparently, I got your mind on food, too, with the whole recipe thing. All right, that's Eric Lawrence, head coach of the St. Pius Lanterns, joining us here on J90. We've got Sean Breeze next.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Yeah. Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Matt Greenwood back on J98 covering the Class 3 District 3 Boys Championship, Jefferson and St. Pius, a long-awaited rematch from two matchups earlier this year where St. Pius did get the better of Jefferson, a five-point victory in the Grandview Tournament Championship game, and then a 43-42 victory for St. Pius at home just a couple of weeks ago. Coach, you know, we always talk about third time's a charm. It's an old adage that people mention all the time, and usually it goes towards someone that is, you know, has failed once, failed twice, and it's now third time, okay, they're going to get it. How do you feel about your chances with this third time playing St. Pius and what you know about them? How do you feel about your chances of getting that charm, if you will?
Well, what you know about them is they're extremely athletic and they're very competitive. So, you know, they know everything about us and we know everything about them. You know, this third game really just comes down to execution. The previous two games have both been very close, and, you know, they just outplayed us at the end of both of them. So that's something that we went over and we talked about, and we've got to do a better job of finishing games, certainly in the second half. But, You know, it's really for these kids, they've known each other for so long, and this rivalry is so great. So much atmosphere, so much emotion out here. It's kind of, you know, you have your game plan, but you throw everything else that's happened in the past out, and it's just going to be a game.
Coach Lawrence mentioned this, and I think a lot of people know this by now. This is a chance for Jefferson to do something they've never done, and it's a short history, but still a chance to be a district champion for the first time ever.
Right.
And with that can come some challenges in terms of just being mentally ready for that, mm-hmm. for being able to accept what could be. How do you think the guys are handling that at this point?
I think they're handling it great. They're all excited and they've been fired up, and I don't think they really knew what to think coming into the tournament itself. Once they got a couple wins, I think, they got that energy and they got that excitement. And, now, just like everybody else, they're very excited. But it's hard not to be. The whole school, the administration, all our entire fan base, our student section, the community. I think every single one of those people will be here tonight. And that makes it easier on the kid just to kind of get focused, understand how important this game is, but at the same time, you got to stay focused, and you don't want to get out of your comfort zone in what you do. But I think that the kids are ready. I think they're excited to be a part of it. And, it's the first championship game that we've been in as a program. So, it's kind of neat for them, and hopefully we can finish it out.
All right, one last thing from you, Coach. You beat Woodland, you beat Scott City. How did they prepare you for tonight?
Well, each team is just kind of different, but Scott City certainly was very athletic, very up and down, likes to get to the rim, very, very similar to St. Pius.
Okay.
They knocked down the threes, and teams are very, very similar. So, as far as what we're concerned, we know that we have to protect the rim, but St. Pius has a few more shooters than a lot of teams we play, so got to make sure that we don't lose those guys out there, and then we're going to have to make some shots.
Sounds good. Best of luck. Can't wait.
Thanks.
That is Sean Brees, head coach of the Jefferson Blue Jays. We got your starting five and tip-off next. And welcome back into Jefferson, R7 High School. Are you ready for the Class 3 District 3 Boys Championship game? I know I am. Hope you are as well. Matt Greenwood with you tonight. Nathan Gertz will be coming on color as soon as he gets some food in him, a well-deserved break there for Nathan. Did a heck of a job calling that Saxony Lutheran Arcadia Valley Girls Championship game. Unfortunately for Arcadia Valley, they fell in that one. But this is a Jefferson St. Pius crowd that remains here at R7 High School. Let's go ahead and get to your starting lineups. Brought to you by Presbyterian Manor, the way you want to live. We'll start off with the visiting St. Pius Lancers and number 3 senior guard Jalen Thornton, followed by number 4, junior guard, Caden Cook. Then you've got guard slash forward, number 11, Josh Rubel. Senior forward at 6'3", Demonte Gary. And number 34, senior forward at 6'5", Luke Kloss. That roar you hear in the background is the Jefferson student section and the rest of the contingent cheering on the starting five. Let's get to it for the Jefferson Blue Jays, the host and the 2 seed in this Class 3 District 3 championship game. Starting with number 1 guard, senior 5'11", Jacob Bridges. Number 14, senior guard slash forward, Eric Eisenbeis. Then number 15, 6'4", junior forward, John Wyke. Followed by number 40, forward, junior, Levi Ebersole. And last but not least, with 529 points scored this season, Easton Knoll, senior guard for the Jefferson Blue Jays. That is a Presbyterian Manor starting five, the way you want to live. Now it's time for the New Era Bank tip-off brought to you by, New Era Bank. It is easy to save your coins and change with New Era Bank's Roundup Savings. To see how easy it is, visit your local New Era Bank branch or go online at newerabank.com. New Era Bank member FDIC, St. Pius tips. Luke Kloss wins it over Wyke. Thornton races into the front court, which is on the far side from us. And Thornton gets it back at the left of the circle. Flips it over to the right for Rubel. Rubel back to Thornton. A wing three from the left side. Too strong. Rebound. Gary underneath. Tries the up and under layup. John Wyke, though, swats it away. His 37th block of the season for John Wyke, the junior forward for the Blue Jays. Inbound from the baseline for St. Pius. Surveying is Cook. Bounces it to the mid-block. Claws on the left side of the floor. Works his way into the paint. Fade away from the right elbow just inside. and it comes up short. Jacob Bridges the rebound, flips it over to Noel in the backcourt. He comes from left to right. Pass into the front court for Wyke on the wing. Into the corner for Eric Eisenbeiss. Eisenbeiss, a couple of dribbles. Bounce pass to Bridges on the cut. Finger roll off the glass. A little off balance. No good. Rebound. Cook for the Lancers. Out and running. Cook sees Thornton to his right. Finds him in the corner. Thornton has to bring it out with a left-hand dribble to the volleyball line. Right near the Blue Jay logo. Just to the right of the beak. Steps into a right elbow jumper. Too strong. Goes for the rebound. Thornton tips it over to Claus. Saves it from going out of bounds. But right into the arms of John Wyke, who stepped right in front of Gary to take it. Wyke to Bridges, into the front court, left side. Over to Wyke on the right side. Wyke draws a triple on his way to the hoop. Finger rolls it up off glass and in.
It's a big-time move there by John Wyke. He was key to their win in the semifinals, along with Easton Null, as has been all season. He's going to have to be key again tonight for Jefferson.
So a minute, 10 seconds into this contest. First 2 points belong to the home team Blue Jays. Here's Rubel, left side. Drives to the mid-block. Stopped there by Eisenbeiss. To the corner, Thornton. Baseline drive. Jump pass from underneath towards the top. Stolen by Wyke. Wyke to take on Rubel. Gets around him and finger rolls it up off Larson in. 4-0 Blue Jays. 6:20 to play here in quarter number one. Wyke has all four. Cook will bring it up slowly up the middle of the floor. Steps on the Blue Jay beak. Dribbles with the left hand to the left side of the floor. Far side from us, as we're situated on the south end, up on a stage right next to some St. Pius fans. And we've got ourselves a whistle and a travel on DeMonte Gary, who is at the point trying to attack the paint and shuffled his feet in the process.
Boy, for a minute there, I couldn't hear a word you were saying. This building is rocking right now. It's an electric atmosphere, and the Jefferson fans, especially on their home floor, are really bringing it, and a good start for their Blue Jays.
There's that inbound for the Blue Jays right in front of their bench. They get it to Easton Knoll, career leader in points for the Blue Jays. Gives it up. Here's Eisenbeiss off the feed from Eversalt. Misses with the three from straightaway. Rebound. Thornton, jump pass on the fast break. Finds Cook, who elevates and gets it high off the window and in. Caden Cook gets the first 2 points of the night for the Lancers. They cut the lead down to two, and Bridges has his pocket picked by Cook at midcourt, and then a reach-in foul on Jacob Bridges. Jacob Bridges, a baseball player for the Blue Jays. He and actually quite a few. Levi Ebersalt, outstanding pitcher for Jefferson, along with Eric Eisenbeiss, also a baseball player. So they like to play baseball and basketball for the R7 Blue Jays. Here's Josh Rubel with the screen at the right of the key with a left-hand dribble. Gary gives it. Rubel gives the ball up to Thornton at the top. Thornton gets a screen from Gary. Kicks it over to the corner, does Thornton. Rubel, three ball from the corner, no good. Gets his own rebound. Kicks it back up top to Thornton. Line drive pass down low. Rubel cut off there by Null. Out for Gary. One-hand pass to Rubel. They'll swing it into the far corner. It's Caden Cook looking to drive. Gets around Eisenbeiss, but Eisenbeiss gave him a little forearm shiver with the left hand and gets called for the foul. 5:09 to play here in quarter number one. It is 4-2 Blue Jays in this Class 3 District 3 Championship game on J98. It's St. Pius to inbound here. Defending it is Null. It is to the right of the basket. Inbound there along the baseline to Thornton in the corner. A little bit quiet now in the R7 gym. It hadn't been this quiet since 5:30, I can guarantee you that. Thornton on the crossover hands it off to Cook. Cook with a right-hand dribble gets a high ball screen from Claus. Goes to the right of it. One-hand pass over to the right wing for Thornton. Line drive pass to Rubel in the paint. Rises, floats it up. Too strong off the back iron. Rebound for John Wyke. One more rebound for Wyke, and that'll be 200 on the season. Wyke over to Null, into the front court. Rises for three from straightaway. Drains it, and the student section's up on their feet. 7-2 Blue Jays here in quarter number one.
Boy, that was a courageous three, to say the least, for Easton Knoll. Was spun around, had a shot at the left elbow, and knocked it down. Big-time jumper from a guy who could knock him.
Claus in the post, got away with a travel. Kicks it over to the opposite side for Rubel. Extra pass up to the left of the key for Thornton, who dribbles between the legs. Backs it up just slightly as Bridges defends him. Thornton slings it over to the right hip of Gary, dribbles back to the Thornton side, hands it off to Cook. Cook trying to get around Null, and a hand check foul on Easton Null. That's his first personal.
That's good aggressiveness by Caden Cook. We've talked about it already, not having Riley Nager tonight for St. Pius obviously hurts, but I think the combination of Cook, Thornton, and then Josh Rubel had a great semifinal game in their win over, got the semifinal win. Really nice job by Rubel, scoring 13 points, had to go ahead three. That trio of guards is going to be key for St. Pius to get a win here and maybe more in the state tournament.
Left side of the floor, Gary to the baseline, to the paint. Ebersalt throws both arms up and interrupts the shot by Gary. It falls short. Rebound to the Blue Jays. Easton Null bringing the ball to the floor right in front of Coach Breeze.
Null turns his head slightly. Breeze shouts out something. Null turns back to the action. Wing-to-wing pass with one hand to Ebersholt on the near side. To Wyke in the post. Middle of the paint. Bounces it into the corner. Head fake for Null. Jump pass from just outside the paint for a baseline 12-footer from John Wyke. It's no good. Rebound, Thornton. By the way, checking into the game for the Blue Jays, Cole Holdinghausen. Here's Thornton finding Josh Rubel alone for a three from the key. That's good. 7-5 Blue Jays. Their lead cut down to 2. 3:12 to play in this Class 3 District 3 championship game in quarter number 1. Still a long ways to go. There's Holdinghausen. Entry pass Wyke on the post. Gary strips it. Gary running up the floor, gets near midcourt, bounces the ball off the foot of a Blue Jay defender. Scramble for the ball. Claus picks it up. Finds Josh Rubel to Thornton. Thornton to the paint. Rises a little leaner to his right. Off the glass. Gets a friendly roll. We're tied at 7.
That's a great move by Thornton. But that last possession that led to the three wide open at the top of key for Rubel. I know it says he shoots 21%. He's better than that. He's got a good clean stroke.
Another three from Null. This one is going to spin off. Rebound for St. Pius. And right away, Holdinghausen took it from Gary and got fouled going up. Demonte Gary taking deep breaths, both hands on his hips. To the line is Cole Holdinghausen. Number 4, senior, 6-foot guard slash forward for Coach Breeze and the Blue Jays. Holdinghausen, a 65% free throw shooter. He only has 26 trips at the line, and he sinks the first Caldwell Banker Holsey free throw to give Jefferson an 8-7 lead with 2:33 to play. Couple of substitutions as Dre Townsend checks in for St. Pius along with Eli Boyer. Holdinghausen misses the second free throw. Rebound to the Lancers. In their home whites, even though they're the road team, St. Pius. Gold numbers and gold letters. Blue letters. Gold numbers. Blue trim around the gold letters. Numbers and gold trim around the blue letters. Very confusing. There's Thornton down low to the post for Boyer, who's fouled going up with a shot from the right of the glass, and Eli Boyer will go to the free throw line.
There's a lot of blue and gold on the uniform is what you're saying for St. Pius.
That's what I'm trying to say, yes.
That's a good post-up look there for Eli Boyer, and he's a weapon off the bench St. Pius can use as well to fill that void for Nager. Came in shooting 38% from beyond the arc, their leading three-point shooter, but he's also big 6'4 junior, so they can work him on the block like they did there, and that at least leads to him getting fouled and going to the free throw line, even though he missed the first attempt.
75% free throw shooter Eli Boyer, only 21 attempts with that miss right there on the season. And the lefty flips up the second one as he goes 1-for-1 at the line. So Eli Boyer is on the score sheet, and we're all squared up at 8 apiece. 2:03 to play in the first quarter. Wyke left of the key for the Blue Jays. Surveys, finds Bridges on the near wing. Bridges to the paint, stripped by Thornton. Thornton to take on Wyke. All the way to the cup. Spins it up off glass. No good. Rubel put back try. Tipped out actually into the hands of Boyer, who rises for an 8-footer outside the paint and misses. Board for John Wyke. His 200th of the season. John Wyke, a rebounding machine for Jefferson. Null into the front court. Inside the free throw line. Jumper over Thornton. No good. If it's contested. Ball tipped out towards the sideline. Thornton recovers it. Flings it up forward to Townsend. To Rubel in the corner, head fake, baseline drive to the rim, lays it up and in, but got called for the charge. He went soaring right into John Wyke, who took the charge.
That's a great head fake by Rubel and a nice job driving on the baseline, but unfortunately, good job over there by Jefferson sliding in to get position and draw the charge.
80 seconds to play in this first quarter of the Class 3 District 3 championship game on J98. Entry pass to Colin Gosnell and a reach-in foul as trying to deny the pass was Rubel. He picks up his first. A bigger part, and that's Rubel's second personal foul. And Josh Rubel may have to take a seat here. Coach Lawrence been pacing up and down just like Coach Sean Breeze along their sidelines. There's a bounce pass out long from the baseline on the entry pass to Wyke, who's right next to the rim. Easy lay-in for Wyke. John Wyke with 6 of the Jefferson 10. Easton Knoll with 3 of the 10. The other one going to Cole Holdinghausen at the free throw line. Inside of a minute to go, it's 10-8 Blue Jays. Thornton dribbling with a right hand behind the left wing. Forced to give it up to Rubel. Over to Cook. Cook lost his focus. Ball went into the backcourt, and an over and back is going to be called
as, I beg your pardon, that was Dre Townsend who lost focus on the pass from Rubel. So turnover Lancers, 47 seconds to play in the first. 10-8 Blue Jays, inbound to midcourt for Bridges. Dribbles to the left side of the floor. Comes to the near wing for White. Line drive pass down low to Gosnell. Blocked at the rim by Rubel. Ball tipped out towards Rubel. Eli Boyer coming in to make sure St. Pius secured that block shot. Now with it is Thornton. Thornton across the timeline to the left side of the floor. As St. Pius goes right to left in this first half. They'll swing it around the perimeter to the right side for Townsend. Dribbles between the below the knees. Gets a screen from Claus. Lost the dribble. Picks it up. And forces his way to the right side of the paint where we have a whistle and a foul, I believe, or a travel.
Now they got Townsend for the walk, yeah.
Okay. I saw contact. Next thing I see is hear is a whistle, so I wasn't quite sure. 13 seconds to play. Inbound in the backcourt for the Blue Jays. Left to right they go. They get it to Null. Townsend picks him up at 75 feet away. Now at 50 feet away to 10 feet away. Null in the paint. Jumper is no good. And he got hit in the face pretty good there by Dre Townsend.
Dre thinking to himself, he probably thought like you did that he should have gotten called for a foul on the other end of the floor. And so now he's thinking, well, I can get away with any contact I want. And as a result, ends up getting whistled for his first personal of the night.
Noel, 75% from the free throw line, and it rims out. Gosnell to come off the floor for the Blue Jays. Eric Eisenbeis checks back in. So it's Eisenbeis, Holdinghausen, Noel, Weick, and Bridges on the floor for the Blue Jays with 3.7 seconds left in the first. Second free throw, Null, yes. Inbound, Rubel to Cook on a run, 3 seconds to midcourt. Behind the three-point line, rises.
Oh! A one-hander to drop through. Dre Townsend doing the ridiculous to tie it up at 11 at the end of one.
Second quarter action coming up next on J98 in this Class 3 District 3 championship between Jefferson and St. Pius.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers Secure Swipe. Secure Swipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information, or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
You love to shop.
This is Jamie from Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. If you're looking for new furniture, come and see us. We have a wide selection of living room, dining room, bedroom sets, and more. Visit us in the store or online at Facebook or at patsysfurniture.com. We have a wide variety of financing options available. Military and first responders receive a discount every day. May God bless you all.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Matt Greenwood, Nathan Gertz back with you in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. An exciting finish to the first quarter as Townsend from 32 feet out got a one-hand floater at the buzzer to tie it up at 11 apiece as we start the second quarter. Noel has the ball stolen away right around the rim. It's St. Pius for the chance to take their first lead of the night. Gary, tough shot through the paint, through contact, no good. A rebound for the Blue Jays. John Weick led the Blue Jays in scoring in quarter number one with six. Has a chance to make it nine on the night, and he does. Switches home a three from the wing, and John Weick gets a rise from the student section. 14-11 Blue Jays. 7-11 to play in the second quarter. Gary with the ball below his waist. Thought about a shot. Instead goes to Cook at the free throw line. He's feeling it. Misses the jumper, though, from straight away, and it's rebounded by Jacob Bridges. Flips it over to Noel. Noel left side of the floor. Crosses the timeline. And picked up there by Jalen Thornton. Thornton, by the way, got a hand in the face of Noel when Noel tried to beat the buzzer and give Jefferson a win on St. Pius' floor earlier this year, but just couldn't get it to go as Eisenbeis misses a three. Rebounded by Thornton. Quickly into the front court. He is quick. Jump pass to Gary in the corner. Up top to Townsend. Still dribbling with the right hand. Townsend over to Thornton along the wing. Back to Gary in the corner. Weick backs up but keeps a hand in the face. Gary not much of a three-point shooter. Gary forced to give it up. Now they work it into the post for Claus. Mid-block jump pass back up to the left of the circle for Thornton. Thornton drives. Got cut underneath. No call. Missed the floater. A little off balance. Rebounded there by the Blue Jays. Null to Eisenbeis. One-hand pass to Eversalt on the mid-block. Got away with the travel. At least that's what the St. Pius bench thought. And Eversalt able to get it back to Knoll. Knoll having to drive to his left. Stops, lines it down low to White. Right at the rim, John White. Great positioning, easy bucket. 16-11 Blue Jays. 5:55 to play here in the second quarter. It's the Class 3 District 3 Championship on J98.
Eating good in the neighborhood at Applebee's Bar and Grill sounds so good. Hi, I'm Amy Cousins, General Manager at Applebee's in Farmington. Our new Big Time Lunch Special is happening right now. 15-minute service guarantee for items off the Big Time Lunch menu, or it's free. Your choice of drink, soup, or salad, and an entree. Big Time portions at small time prices. Go to Applebee's.com for the full menu, Applebee's Bar and Grill on Karch Boulevard in Farmington.
Matt Greenwood back with you on J98. That timeout brought to you by Patsy's Furniture. You'll love to shop at Patsy's, St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. The timeout was called by Eric Lawrence of the Lancers. And trying to check in without checking into the scores table first was Gary. Coach Lawrence had to call him back, and action resumes here. 16-11 the score. Blue Jays on top, 5:47 to play. Clock is rolling. Thornton has it. Off the hip, shovels it over to Townsend. Hands it off to Cook. So you got 3, 4, and 5 on the floor. Thornton number 3 with it. Over to Boyer. 30 feet away. Slings it to his left for Cook. Back over to Thornton. Couple of strong dribbles off the floor. Slings it over to his left for Townsend. Back up top to Thornton. Flips it over to the left wing for Cook. Bounces it into the post for Claus. From the left side. Jump pass to the opposite end. A corner 3. Townsend's off the mark. Backside rebound. Claus goes back up strong and got fouled. We'll see if it's on Eversalt or White. 40 or 15. It looks like it's on number 40. So that's Eversalt. His second personal to the free throw line, Luke Claus. Claus stares at the rim, toes up, and rattles that one through. Luke Claus with his first points of the night. He's a 56% free throw shooter. He's taken a pretty solid number. That'll be number 54, but it's a back iron miss in the rebound. Number 201 on the year for John White. 5:10 to play. Blue Jays up by 4. Keeping the dribble alive between the legs. Knoll settles it into the right hand. Keeps the dribble alive. Goes to the high post. Stopped there by Townsend. Elects to shoot a fadeaway. That's no good. Long rebound out to the free throw line for the Lancers. Up ahead to Cook. Cook to Townsend. Townsend traveled.
Trey Townsend's been a little out of control at times tonight. That time cost him on the turnover. He's trying really hard to attack the bucket aggressively. He and Thornton and Caden Cook are all trying to force the issue. It's worked a little bit. Jefferson with 15 fouls in this first half.
All right, Blue Jay inbound in the backcourt. Under 5 to play, up by 4. Left side of the floor, Knoll crosses the midcourt stripe and slings it over to the right side for Eisenbison in the corner. White. Bounce pass along the baseline, Eversalt. At the low post extended, gives it up to McCorder. Daniel McCorder into the game for the first time. McCorder forced to give it up to Eversalt. They'll go around the perimeter to the left wing for Eisenbeiss. Easton Knoll trying to work in the post with an undersized Cook. Knoll gets it and then bounces it to his right for Eversalt, to his left, wide open at the rim for an easy kiss off the window.
It's fantastic offense, and it creates big-to-big passing, which can be so difficult to defend down low in the man-to-man. Great job that time by Knoll, getting position and then finding Eversalt open for the easy layup.
Approaching the midway mark of the second quarter, it's 18-12 Blue Jays, the 2-seed and the host, trying to get the upset, if you will, in this Class 3 District 3 Championship game. 3 ball from the right side for Cook, rattles out. Rebound McCorder underneath. Over to White, to Eisenbeiss, back to White. Can he do it again from 3? No. Airballed it as it lands on the second F in Jefferson along the baseline and into the front row of the chairs that have been set up to accommodate this enormous crowd here at R7. St. Pius basketball. Inbound Thornton brings it up the middle of the floor. It's Thornton, Townsend, Boyer, Cook, and Kloss. Thornton, hard pass over to his left for Townsend, brings it down. Working his way through the paint, Boyer doesn't receive the pass. Townsend dribbles to the free throw line, kicks it over to the wing for Thornton. Thornton calling out a play. Thornton wants Boyer in the post. Good position down low by McCorder on defense. Thornton to Cook, back to Thornton. Thornton making his move, flips it up over Eisenbeiss from the right of the rim, and it's no good. Rebound secured by Eversalt. With it now is Easton Nolu, who has yet to take a break. Only time he's been able to sit down and get a breather is during timeouts and in between the quarters. Here's Weick, elbow jumper, too strong. Rebound, Eversalt, kick out to a wide open Null, but he missed. Rebound into the corner for Thornton. Thornton wearing the blue sneaks. Dark blue. Gets into the front court, right sideline in front of the Jefferson bench for Townsend. Up top to Cook with a white headband and all. Cook over to Townsend. Keeps the ball in his right hip. Weick draws near. And that's a screen there by Boyer for Cook. Townsend doesn't like where that's going, so he keeps the dribble alive. Goes over to the right wing for Thornton. Slower pace here for St. Pius as Jefferson has squared them up pretty good on defense so far. Here's Cook, Townsend on the left side. Dribbles to the mid block. Lost the dribble. Gets it back into the paint. And John Weick rejects him. Right out to Boyer, though. St. Pius.
Oh, no. Gets it. Townsend. Oh, no. Townsend.
What happened?
He threw a punch.
Did he really?
I think he threw a punch.
I was watching the ball.
No, you don't blame you, but away from the ball after that shot was blocked. Townsend, I don't know if you want to call it a punch maybe, but he definitely threw his hand up into what we'll call the nether regions for John Weick. And, man, oh, man, that should have probably been a technical.
Yep, did not see that at all. I do apologize, Nathan. Thanks for being all over that.
No, you're fine. Like I said, it happened away from the ball, and it happened so quickly right after the play that it would have been hard to notice. And that's why I think they didn't call a technical. And as a result, he got Sean Breeze, who saw it happen. He's irate over there on the sideline while Dre Townsend sits down. Good job by Eric Lawrence to pull him because, man, that was almost a really boneheaded thing for Dre Townsend to do.
So a turnover after all that for St. Pius. Jefferson leading 18-12. Null hoping to extend it. Cut off there at the top of the circle. Drives to the elbow. Throws it up. Got fouled on the way up by Jalen Thornton. And if you're St. Pius, you got to keep a cool head about this. You're on the road in a district championship game with an electric crowd that's ready to jump on you if you do something wrong like potentially Townsend has done. And there's 1:50 to play in this first half, and you don't want to see Jefferson get out to a double-digit lead here.
Yeah, it's a hostile environment. It's a big crowd. You've got to keep your head. You got to cool down. Dre Townsend sitting at the end of the bench right now for St. Pius as Null goes to the free throw line and misses the first of two, but you can't lose your composure. If you do that, Jefferson's going to do a little bit more than just potentially take a stranglehold on this game. They're going to get inside your head, which is the last thing you want if you're St. Pius.
The Lancers have not won a district championship since 2006. That year, Eric Lawrence graduated from St. Pius. He's now coaching the team, trying to do something for the first time in a while. Here's a three ball after the miss, or after the made free throw by Null. It's Cook who sinks it from deep. Now on the other end, Holdinghausen air balls a three from the wing. Underneath, the rebound and the putback is good. Trying to find out who that is, number 21. He is not listed on the active roster. Well, whoever it is just stole the ball, got to the rim, but missed the layup, but got fouled. I believe that is number 20. I think that's Colton Richardson. Coach Breeze had a couple of players he wanted to add to this list. He gave me number 22 before the game, but I think he meant to give me 21.
It's district championship time. Time for a little gamemanship there by the coach, maybe hiding the secret weapon, but real good minutes so far for Richardson off the bench.
Missed both his free throws, though, and then gets called for a foul, or they might have gotten Holdinghausen on it.
Gotta love it when those coaches try to hide and sneak those players in at the very minute, but obviously it was worth it because Richardson's making some plays here off the bench.
All right, Eisenbeiss checking in for the Blue Jays. 21-15, Jefferson lead. St. Pius has the ball with 1:15 to play. It's an inbound for Thornton. Thornton into the front court. Slings it over to the right wing for Cook. Cook surveys, dribbles with the left hand to the top of the circle, comes back to his right for Rubel. Rubel has already hit a three tonight. Dribbles from the wing to the mid post, stopped there by Eisenbeiss. finds Gary alone for a straightaway three. No good. Boyer, two-hand putback is also no good, but a foul from behind on number 21 for the Blue Jays, who at this very moment we are going with is Colton Richardson.
I'd bet you're right that's Colton Richardson there. Nice job by Eli Boyer getting to the basketball. He's done a really excellent job so far tonight as he hits the first of two free throws, attacking the rim and being there for second chance opportunities. And as a result, this go-around, it gets him free throw attempts, and he gets his second point of the game. He can make it three if he hits the second free throw.
Coming off the floor is Gary. Boyer with another free throw coming for St. Pius. It is up. It is good. 21-17 Blue Jays. They've got the lead and the basketball. It's Easton Knoll with 50 seconds to play. Flips it into the front court for Wyke on the left side of the floor, into the corner for Bridges. Bridges up top to Eisebeis. Nearly stolen there by Rubel. Eisebeis attacks, dumps it off to the middle of the paint for John Wyke, who rises with a one-hand three-foot floater. It's good. John Wyke has 13 tonight for the Blue Jays. Missed three by Rubel. Loose ball there along the baseline. And who's it last touched by? They're going to say off of St. Pius.
Boy, that was a quick trigger by Rubel in transition from really deep. Not sure I like the shot selection, especially at the end of the half. We're down to 30 seconds. Maybe hold the ball there. Take the last shot.
John Wyke just put both thumbs down as he extended the arms. Whatever that call is, it's a null three apparently, but he missed it. And then a foul by Levi Eversalt. Boyer with the rebound. He's been doing a lot of good work around the rim recently, Eli Boyer, and he's back to the free throw line for a 1-1 bonus.
Yeah, you think of him as a three-point shooter, given how good he has been from behind the arc this year. He came in at 38%, led the team in takes and makes from beyond the arc, but he averages about three rebounds per game, shoots it at 40%, and so far tonight he's been really, really good attacking the rim. And for a guy who had only 11 free throw attempts coming into tonight on the season, this will be his fifth and sixth attempts of the year.
And he gets the first one, earns the second Coldwell Banker Holsey free throw. They move this town online at coldwellbankerholsey.com. Don't forget, we got the Midwest Sports Center halftime show coming up next as Boyer sinks the other free throw. He's now got five free throws for all five of his points. 23-19 Blue Jays. Knoll in the backcourt to the front court on the Blue Jay head. Dribbling in front of the volleyball line. Thornton picks him up. 6 seconds. Knoll makes his move to the paint. Kick out of the corner. 2 seconds. Three ball. Bridges. No good. Ball battling around. Gosnell goes up with it. Lost it. That's Thornton. Had his hand in there at the buzzer. The shot does not go from Gosnell. Wyke the putback at the last second to try to get it to go. Also failed. 23-19. Jefferson leads after the first 16 minutes of action here in this Class 3, District 3 Boys Championship on J98. Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show is next.
Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate, serving the area since 1965.
The Hagen team are professional members of the National Association of Realtors and live by a strict code of ethics. Our first obligation is to you, our client. We provide knowledge, guidance, and update experiences focusing on the issues that's most important to you. For your real estate agent, please contact Glenn Hagen and Mary Hagen for your buying or selling experience today.
Contact Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate at coldwellbankerholsey.com and follow us on Facebook.
Champions are made here. On our courts, on our fields, and in our classrooms. Why settle for ordinary when you could be part of greatness? Mineral Area College. Become a Cardinal today.
This is Myrna from the Jefferson County YMCA. Let the adventure begin. Summer day camp at the Jefferson County Y is designed for kids going into first grade through age 12. Fun adventure, themes, sports, games, arts, field trips, and much more. Camp runs June 3rd through August 9th. Give your kid a cool experience with great memories to last a lifetime. Visit gwryMCA.org/Jefferson County or call 636-931-9622 for details.
Home. Comtree Comprehensive Health Center offers complete care to you and your family through primary care, dental care, and behavioral health services.
Be mentally ready every day, proud of your smile, and stay physically healthy for years to come.
We invite you to join the Comtree family tree. Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment.
Welcome to our family tree.
KTJJ Farmington, Festus Crystal City, St. Genevieve.
The Boot.
Matt Greenwood back with you on J98, joined by Nathan Gertz. It is the Midwest Sports Center halftime show. Jefferson 23, St. Pius 19 in this Class 3 District 3 Boys Championship game. The winner will be a district champion, and Jefferson has never done it. They've been around since 06, fielded a varsity team in 07, and St. Pius has yet to win a district championship since they last did so back in 2006. And that year, current head coach Eric Lawrence graduated. So there's your tie-in there between Coach Lawrence and the last time the Lancers won a district championship. So a lot at stake here. Some drama in the second quarter. An alleged shove or punch or knee or whatever. A haymaker thrown at John Wyke, I believe, by Dre Townsend.
Well, yeah, the way I saw it, as you mentioned, it happened away from the basketball. The way I saw it is Dre Townsend, he got his shot blocked right before that by John Wyke,
right,
as he was in the middle of the lane. It looked like Townsend on the floor. He was frustrated. I call it a punch because what he did basically is balled up a fist, it looked like, and threw it up to, as I said, we'll call it the nether regions,
yeah,
for John Wyke, which, if the officials had caught it, as I said, because it was away from the ball, it's an automatic T, I think.
Right.
That was a situation.
Probably an
that,
automatic ejection, honestly.
Yeah, could have very easily. Dre Townsend's really lucky that he's still in the game. Eric Lawrence, to his credit, he pulled Townsend right after that,
right,
didn't want him on the floor, but that's just a situation you don't want to see in a game, and obviously if you're the Lancers, you can't have hot heads. This is a very intense, hostile environment here tonight at Jefferson. You got to let cooler heads prevail. You got to keep your poise. Otherwise, you're going to be in a whole lot more trouble than just possibly a technical foul. You might not be able to come back and win this game after trailing here at halftime.
So, yeah, that's the drama we talk about. I mean, this rivalry doesn't need anything else. I mean, it speaks for itself. Last thing you want to do is throw that in there, and next thing you know, you have something happen where, you know, you get guys, if they win this game, can't play in the next game because of something. So we definitely don't want to see that. We don't want this rivalry to become, you know, one of those backyard brawls or
no,
so
absolutely
speak.
Not. This environment's been great. This evening, yep, overall has been fantastic. It's been so great to see so many people clad in navy blue and gold, and then also, of course, all the hometown fans for Jefferson in their blue and white. It's really been fun. That was a small moment that I don't think is going to mar this one, because other than that, we had great basketball in that first half. John Wyke, per usual, was really dominant. I got him in that first half with 13 points. He,
yep,
had some fantastic moves in the paint, was able to step away. Big thing for me for Jefferson in that first half, they struggled to shoot the three ball. I think they're going to have to knock a couple if they want to get separation from Pius, because the one thing the Lancers did do was come up with some threes at moments when it felt like maybe the Blue Jays were going to grab momentum and run away with the game.
All right, so as you heard there from Nathan, John Wyke, 13 points to lead all scorers. There's a two-way tie for five for St. Pius, Caden Cook and Eli Boyer. Your Bloomsdale Bank stats. Bloomsdale connected to their customers since 1914 in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. Again, 23-19, that's the score at the break. Jefferson leading St. Pius. It's the Midwest Sports Center halftime show. We'll come back with Sam Sides, the head coach of Saxony Lutheran Lady Crusaders, who won the district championship over Arcadia Valley earlier tonight. That was a 48-33 final score there. And so we'll air that interview coming up next, and then we'll return to the third quarter of the Boys District Championship here in Class 3, District 3. So that's what we have for you coming up on the Midwest Sports Center halftime show on J98.
Midwest Sports Center has the off-road adventure you've been dreaming about, with rebates up to $4,000 on great brands like Polaris, Can-Am, Kawasaki, and Suzuki. Hey, Josh Harris, owner of Midwest Sports Center. Come on, you know you've been wanting a sport utility vehicle, but you just keep putting it off. Stop putting it off. Now's the time to buy. You've been thinking about it too long. Act now before we're sold out. Your adventure starts here. Whether you're on the road, off the road, or on the water, Midwest Sports Center is your ultimate outdoor toy store.
It is the Midwest Sports Center halftime show. We're at the half of the boys' championship game for Class 3 District 3. In the girls' title game tonight, it's the seventh straight year that the Saxon Lutheran Crusader girls can call themselves district champs. They beat Arcadia Valley tonight. 48-33 is the final. We're joined by the head coach, Sam Sides, the Crusaders, and coach on top of the district title. Tonight was also win number 500, so you're covered in glitter at the moment after this win. Other than the glitter thing, I'd imagine you feel pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet to do that. And again, it just shows, like, I've been blessed. I've been coaching since 1978, and 13 years I was an assistant coach. But, you know, I've had some great kids, and that's what it comes down. You can have great players, great communities to staying up that long, for one thing, and I've been blessed with having great players.
Emma Bruni turned on the Jets in the second half, in the fourth quarter especially. You would expect that. That's what she does. Macy Smith really provided you with some big buckets, I thought, in the first half.
Yeah, both of them can handle the ball. They can take the ball to the bucket, and they can both shoot the outside shot. And, you know, you need them to step up. And it comes down to playoff time. Somebody's got to step up. And, you know, Emma's been great all year, and she's gotten a little bit better every year since I've known her. And she's just a great athlete, great personality on the team. She's a very determined person, and she's great to coach, no doubt.
You were able to force quite a few turnovers also early on, which really allowed you to get some of those second chance opportunities that maybe Arcadia Valley didn't have. And it was a fairly close game for the most part up until the fourth quarter. So those buckets, I would imagine, on defense really proved big.
Oh, yeah. No, we're struggling to put the ball outside. You got to get easy buckets here and there to get the spread. And again, we made enough shots, but constant pressure. I told him we can keep constant pressure as long as we don't give up easy shots on the other end. You know, sooner or later, we're going to get a turnover. We're going to get a steal. And, you know, all you need is one or two a quarter and the difference in the game. And as long as you don't give up easy buckets on our end. And I think we did that. I don't remember giving any breakaway layups or any, you know, breakdowns where we gave up an easy shot. Maybe once or twice, but most of those were on the half court, where we didn't rotate or we lost responsibility. But overall, we had a great defensive effort.
Win tonight gets you to 22-7. You like to say it doesn't really matter what happens with the other team. We have to worry about ourselves. That makes a lot of sense at state tournament time, especially considering regardless of the opponent between Steelville and St. James, you're going to get a really good test.
Right. That's exactly well. This time you expect that. You better be ready to come to play because everybody, you know, is still playing. They're there for a reason, and you got to be ready for that challenge, and that's what we're going to try to do, be ready for next Wednesday.
Coach, congratulations on the 500th win. Congrats on the district title. Best of luck in Hillsborough on Tuesday.
Thank you very much.
Sam Sides, the head coach of Saxony Lutheran. They beat Arcadia Valley tonight, Class 3 District 3 Girls Championship game. More of the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on the way here on J98.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Well, we are back just in time to start this third quarter. Matt Greenwood alongside me, Nathan Gertz, Class 3, District 3, Boys Championship. St. Pius trailing Jefferson, 23-19. St. Pius has the ball, a chance to get it down to 2 or 1. Thornton right in front of the scorer's table, opposite end of the floor. St. Pius operating left to right in the second half. Attacks the paint, dumps it down from block to block, finds a wide-open Luke Kloss for the easy shot off glass and in for Luke Kloss. And St. Pius is down by 2 now. Null dribbles from the left wing to the right elbow. Hands it off for a Jacob Bridges. 3 from the wing. You betcha. 7:15 to play. Thornton dribbling high. Brings it down. Dumps it off to Claus on the right side. And at the rim again, Luke Claus with the easy 2.
That's back-to-back plays to start the second half where St. Pius has forced the ball into Luke Claus on the post. I wonder if Eric Lawrence at halftime, he saw something. He saw Claus getting position, and he says, we need to get it inside more.
Wyke loses a ball in the paint. Loose ball picked up by his teammate Eisenbeis. Up top to Bridges. Tries to find Null down low. It's stolen by Thornton. Thornton, line drive pass up ahead. A good 40-footer to Cook, who misses a shot at the rim. It was altered there by Wyke. Rebound brought down by Ebersolt. Lobs it over to the right for Null. Right side of the floor as he goes right to left. Into the front court. A little hesitation move. Pulls up from the wing, 3 ball, too strong. Rebound along the baseline, Josh Rubel. Rubel, double ones, attacks, dumps it out to Claus, and a charge is called on Luke Kloss as John White took the shoulder into the chest.
Nice job by John White getting back there in transition. We're starting to see St. Pius run again, which you expect from them as they've done all year long, but they were slowed down a lot in that first half, and I think that's why we've got what I'd call a fairly low-scoring game so far.
Well, if you've seen these two teams play this season, it's going to be low-scoring.
43-42 that first go there, that last go-around back on February the 8th.
Right, here's a bounce pass from block to block, right to left. Wyke there at the rim. Gets it off the window and in. Assist to Jacob Bridges. Wyke leading all scorers with 15 on the night. And Jefferson back up 28-23 with 6 to play in the third. Thornton got away with the travel. No, he did not. That whistle coming in at the last second as Thornton tried to stop on a dime at the free throw line, deliver a pass down low to his teammate, either Boyer or Claus, but lost the pivot. Turnover there by the Lancers inside of 6 to play. In the third quarter, it's Knoll with a left-hand dribble into the front court. Still near midcourt, bounces it to the left wing for Eisenbeis. Eric Eisenbeis, the blondie, goes up top to Bridges, the dark-haired kid, over to the right wing. And oh, that's an Easton Knoll elbow jumper. Boy, that was a tough shot. Got hit on the way going up. No call there. Still stuck it through. Here's Eli Boyer for three from the top. He falls down. No call. Outlet pass. Knoll to Eisenbeis underneath. Reels it in. Then a jump pass from the corner by Eisenbeis to Ebersolt in the mid block. Up top to Easton Knoll. He looks in a three. Easton Knoll hits a three and gives Jefferson a 33-23 lead. And they are going hot off the bench and in the stands for the Blue Jays. 32nd, Patsy's Furniture, timeout. Coach Lawrence and the St. Pius Lancers down by 10 here on J98.
Jeffco Alarm Services in Herculaneum. They take the fear out of nighttime noises and more. Jeffco Alarm Services includes cameras, TV hangs, surround sound, and more, and can handle anything with low voltage wiring. Residential or commercial, Jeffco Alarm Service specializes in your safety and security. Call today for a free alarm bid at 636-677-2190. That's 677-2190. Jeffco Alarm Services in Herculaneum, residential and commercial security. The peace of mind is priceless.
Easton Knoll with the last 5 points for the Blue Jays has him up 33-23, 5:08 to play in this third quarter. St. Pius called the timeout. They've got the ball. Rubel from the top of the circle to the right of the paint has it stripped. Loose ball picked up by Eisenbeis, flips it up ahead to Knoll at the rim. Knoll has the last seven as he lays it up off glass.
Easton Knoll's on one. That was a great job getting on the run that time. Excellent pass by Eisenbeis in transition.
Blue Jays lead by a dozen, maybe not for long, as Thornton fouled on the way to the hoop. John Wyke gets called for it, and that's just his first personal. A guy that's relied on to go in, grab rebounds, block shots, only one personal foul. That's not bad.
Yeah, not too bad at all. Great performance from him tonight.
Thornton, Thornton number three, free throw, gets the friendly roll. Boy, that almost came out.
Thornton came into tonight averaging 9 points a game, and he was going to have to take more of a scoring role without Riley Nager in this one. And man, now just 3 points, maybe four if he gets the second free throw. Nope.
But he missed. Just above a 50% free throw shooter is Jalen Thornton this season. He misses that one. Jefferson gets the rebound in the corner. It's Knoll. Knoll, crossover dribble into the front court. Townsend picks him up. Townsend, lucky to be in the game. Knoll stops at the elbow. Jumper, no good. Rebound, Eric Eisenbeis tipped it towards the baseline to himself. Got it. Goes over to Wyke, mid-block, left side. Floats it up top to Knoll. Ball is at his knees, goes down, grabs it, finds Eisenbeis to Wyke. Shovel pass in the paint. And that's Jacob Bridges finishing the offense there with 2 points.
Whether it's Bridges, Knoll, everybody getting involved offensively after that dominant first half for Wyke. And as a result, Jefferson stretching this thing out. St. Pius has got to lock it down on defense.
Bakers doesn't lead for the Blue Jays. Rubel rises inside the free throw line. Jumper too strong, didn't draw iron. Only hit glass, rebounded by John Wyke, who is up over the 200 mark in rebounds this season. Over to Knoll, into the front court quickly. Kick out to the corner. Eisenbeis, corner three, too strong. Backside rebound, Thornton. Thornton racing forward, gets in front of Wyke, throws it down low to Gary. Gary can't control it, saves it from going out of bounds, but right into the hands of Easton Knoll. Knoll lobs it forward to Bridges, left side of the floor. And Bridges was in the front court and bounced it backwards into the backcourt, but Coach Breeze had called a timeout before the illegal bounce into the back.
So 3:35 to play in this third quarter, 37-24 Blue Jays. It's still their basketball. Let's go ahead and keep it here. And want to go ahead and tell you about our Hearing Care Partners broadcast schedule. Hearing Care Partners, they listen so you can hear. We've got Class 4 District 2 opening round coverage tomorrow on KREI, KJF, and J98. It'll be St. Jen and DeSoto boys to kick us off on KJF and KREI. And then throughout the day, we'll switch over to J98. And on J98, we'll have the girls opening round. Me and Andy Humphrey will be on the call there. And
yeah, I got Farmington and Potosi in that first girls game, and then North County and DeSoto. A boys matchup between Potosi and North County. They've had some good battles this year. I'm excited to see how that one goes out. Noah Jacobson for the Trojans is a dynamite player. He should pour in a bunch of points tomorrow afternoon.
Again, that is our check of the Hearing Care Partners broadcast schedule. They listen so you can hear. Out of the timeout by the Blue Jays, a three ball from the corner, Eisenbeis, but it's too strong as he's 0 for 2 on his last two bucket attempts. Here's Ruble for St. Pius to Thornton underneath. Just flips it up with the left hand. And a beauty from Jalen Thornton, who is really, really fast.
Yeah, and they're going to need more of that speed attacking the rim if they're going to get some points tonight. Haven't been able to shoot the three in the second half as well as they did early on.
Bridges, one hand bounce pass to Wyke. Low block extended, arises and gets the easy shot up and in from about 7 feet out. John White cannot miss tonight for the Blue Jays. 39-26, Jefferson in charge, 2:45 to play. Elbow J from the left side, Thornton swishes it home. Eerily similar to the jumper that Thornton hit in the 43-42 victory for St. Pius a couple of weeks ago over Jefferson. Just about the same. The meaning of the shot, not as big. Eisenbeis crosses over Thornton and got him to fall backwards. Gives it up, Eisenbeis, to Knoll, who dumps it down low to Wyke, who lays it up and in. ...41-28 Jefferson, their largest lead of the season on the St. Pius Lancers. 2:05 to play. Thornton shaking about with a right-hand dribble. Kicks it out to the wing. DeMonte Gary, a three, that's short. And the friendly roll almost is friendly, but no. Townsend has to bring it down for St. Pius. Townsend left it alone in the corner for a step-back three, but draws back iron. Eisenbeis and Ruble battle for the board. It's Eisenbeis who gets it. Eisenbeis swatted out from behind by Gary. No foul is called. Fans wanted it. Eisenbeis to the right wing. Bounce pass to a cutting Eversalt. Fouled at the rim. Jefferson taking charge in this one. 1:43 to play in the third quarter of the Class 3 District 3 Championship game.
Well, St. Pius just looks kind of lost right now, especially back on transition defense. DeMonte Gary, who draws that foul, that trying to get in front of Eversalt, he looked around afterwards like, where's my help? I was the only guy there at the rim to try and stop that.
Eversalt unfortunately misses the free throw. He's just a 21% free throw shooter. He's much better on the diamond. Eversalt, the last two seasons, has had sub-2 ERAs on the mound for the Blue Jays as he misses off the front rim on that second free throw, including a .72 ERA just last year. And he's coming back, Eversalt, as a junior for the Blue Jays. Loose ball near midcourt. Thornton couldn't pick it up as he was the last to touch it, so his teammate Ruble does. Over to Boyer, left side of the floor, to Townsend. Townsend, floater in the lane, off balance, it's good.
It's a nice move there by Dre Townsend, and again, they're going to need more of that. They need these guards, Townsend, Thornton, Cook, to attack. Feel free, not be afraid to take shots. They need scoring from somewhere.
High ball screen for Knoll, but he lost it. Ruble takes it, tries to dunk it, lost the ball going up. Loose ball underneath, and it looks like Townsend's going to be called for a foul as Easton Knoll fell to the floor.
I know Ruble can do that. He's a big fella, and he's got hops. But at this stage in the game, you got to lay it up and in. Got to get that bucket guaranteed. That go-around, he had a defender closing in on him in a hurry, and as a result, ends up getting knocked away by the rim.
Daniel McCorder checks in for the Blue Jays. McCorder gaining 20 pounds between his junior and senior year to switch from tight end to center on the football field. So he's got some size as he's in the corner with the ball, though, on the wing as Holdinghausen, same side of the floor. Holdinghausen has his pocket picked by Thornton. Thornton racing forwards. Only has Eversalt to beat, but misses the finger roll, and a foul is called on Kloss as John White came down with the rebound. 43 seconds left in the third. It's 41-30 Blue Jays. And Coach Lawrence, I can hear him shouting from the other end of the floor. Trying to tell his guys to calm down. Inbound, Null in the backcourt, to the front court, to the elbow. Left-hand pass to Wyke. A three ball from the wing, and John Wyke cannot miss tonight for the Blue Jays. He is absolutely torching it out there. And the Blue Jays lead 44-30 with 22 seconds of play in the third. He's built for these moments, John Wyke. Thornton dribbles, lost it in the paint. Picking it up, Townsend, 13 seconds. Townsend wrestling off guys. Finds Ruble straight away, and he'll quiet the crowd with a three.
Big time triple by Ruble.
Clock going, 3 seconds. Inbound, Wyke to Null, 2 seconds. Half court heave. Oh my goodness, off the back iron. He almost got it to go. That would have been the shot of the century for Jefferson. We got one more quarter to go, Nathan. 44-33 in this Class 3 District 3 Championship game. It's Jefferson leading St. Pius on J98.
Hi, it's Julie Berghaus with Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy in Farmington. There is absolutely nothing more frustrating than having to spend hours and even days trying to get your prescriptions filled. That's why it's time to come see me in Maple Valley right next door to Dollar General. We can take care of you and your family's medications quickly and efficiently. We are a preferred provider for most insurance plans, and we will take care of you with excellence. Making you number one is what makes us number one at Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
It is 44-33, Jefferson leading St. Pius in this Class 3 District 3 Championship game on J98. Matt Greenwood in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. Alongside me is Nathan Gertz taking photos of some amazing action here tonight. Jefferson with John Wyke hitting a big three towards the end of the third quarter. Has possession now here to start the fourth. It's Null. Left side of the key picked up by Thorne. It's a pair of threes going at it. Null nearly lost it. Gets a screen from Ebersolt. Ebersolt cuts. Null finds. Ebersolt lost his balance. Out to the corner. Extra pass now to Wyke. Three ball no good. Rebound underneath for Claus. To the sideline, Thornton. Lobs it sideline to sideline. Into the front court for Josh Ruble. The three ball is off the mark. Gets his own rebound. Ruble chased down his own miss. Shovels it to the top for Thornton. Thornton avoids Ebersolt. Finger rolls it at the rim. No good. But a blocking foul will go on Levi Ebersolt.
Boy, Josh Ruble taking that three there in transition a moment ago. The three he hit before the end of the third quarter, to me, could prove to be a massive bucket. Jefferson had a 14-point lead. They were heading into the final period on their home floor. They had a chance to run the Lancers out of the building. Ruble keeping his team alive, knocking down that triple. And now Jalen Thornton has a chance to get them within single digits as he hits the first of two free throws.
So one more Coldwell Banker Holsey free throw coming for Jalen Thornton. Coldwell Banker Holsey, they move this town online at coldwellbankerholsey.com. Thornton cannot get the second one to drop. Rebound Blue Jays are up by 10. 7:15 left in this district championship game. Winner to the state sectionals. Blue Jays trying to pick up their first district title in their history. Wing three, Bridges spins off. Rebound Thornton. Races forward. Hands it off to Ruble at the top. Couple of dribbles forward. Finds Cook on the wing. Back up to Ruble. Three ball. Air balled. Claus underneath. Tries to save it and throws it right in front of one of the St. Pius cheerleaders. Out of bounds. It's going to be Jefferson basketball. The last time Jefferson and St. Pius met on this floor here at R7, Easton Null hit a three at the buzzer from 35 feet, a no-business three that gave him a 57-54 win and was the first ever win for the Blue Jays against the Lancers in seven tries. And now we have a reach-in foul on St. Pius on the other end of the floor. Bridges picks up the foul. Thornton getting called for the hand check. That's Cook, and that's his first. Inbound along the sideline in front of the Blue Jay cheerleaders. Bouncing it in, Bridges to Wyke in the paint. Misses it at the rim. Gets his own rebound. Up top to Eisenbeiss. Over to the left side, Null. Null tries a wraparound pass from the mid-block to the baseline, and it's stolen by the Lancers. Into the front court, Cook. A three ball from the wing. Yes, sir. Beg your pardon, a corner three from Caden Cook.
And here come the Lancers on the run. Transition, gets a wide open shot for Caden Cook. Big time play. I mentioned it. The Ruble three, when they were down 14, could have very easily been run out of this building. That sparked the run, and they're right back in this ballgame.
Foul there by Cook. Reached in on the pass towards Bridges. So Bridges, who just inbounded from that spot, does it again. Gets it into Eisenbeiss, left side of the floor. Eisenbeiss up in the air at the rim, off glass, no good. Hits the deck, got fouled. And he will head to the Coldwell Banker Holsey free throw line for a pair. 6:10 to play in the fourth. It's 44-37 Blue Jays. Want to thank the UPS Store in Festus, Com3 of Festus, Twin City Toyota of Herculaneum, Applebee's of Farmington, and Midwest Sports Center Walker Drive Farmington for allowing us to broadcast this district championship game. Free throw good from Eric Eisenbeiss. Gets one more. It is up. It is going to rattle through for Eric Eisenbeiss. His first 2 points of the night, and that'll force a timeout by, I believe that's on the Lancers. It's a 60-second timeout. 46-37, Blue Jays leading St. Pius here in the fourth with just under six to play. You're listening to coverage of the Class 3 District 3 Boys Championship game on J98.
The entire faculty and staff of the South Iron R1 School District, home of the Mighty Panthers, would like to take this time to congratulate the South Iron Panthers for excelling and being positive in all they do. The Panthers have proven that they have what it takes, and everyone at the South Iron R1 School District is very proud of each of you. Success takes skill and hard work. Keep up all the good work from the entire faculty and staff at the South Iron R1 School District.
Welcome back to the action at R7 High School. Matt Greenwood alongside me, Nathan Gertz in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. 46-37, Jefferson leading St. Pius, 6:10 to play in the fourth quarter. By the way, Jefferson and St. Pius decked out in some very nice unis. Let's check them for you. The Serenity Hospice Care uniform check. St. Pius in their home whites as the top seed of this tournament. That's white tops, white shorts, gold numbers with a blue trim, blue letters saying St. Pius with a gold trim. And for the Blue Jays, it is blue tops and blue shorts with a little black and white as well. And on the blue up top, there's some black numbers and letters with white trim. Serenity Hospice Care, peace of mind when it matters most. At the rim, Claus fouled, got cut underneath by Eversalt on the dish from Thornton. And Luke Claus will head to the free throw line.
The inside-out game's been much better in the second half for St. Pius. They've made it more of a concerted effort to force the ball on the block to Luke Claus. And the big 6'5 senior has made it work so far. He had 4 points in that third quarter, and now he gets to the free throw line.
First one is up and gets the friendly roll. Luke Claus brings St. Pius to within eight. Colin Gosnell checking in for Eversalt. He'll line up on the low right block. St. Pius left to right in this second half. Claus spins the ball into the right hand. Heels up. Short-armed it, though. And it's rebounded by the Blue Jays. 46-38, Jefferson. Null into the front court. Slings it over his right shoulder into the corner for Bridges. Back to Null. Null, wing-to-wing pass for Wyke. Into the corner, Eisenbeiss. Line drive into the post for Gosnell. Up to the left wing for Bridges. Over to his right for Wyke. Bounce pass into the post. Right side. Null fouled. Going up. Who's it on? Ruble or Townsend? It's on Townsend. And that's his fourth personal. A speedster, a ball handler, and a guy that can hit the occasional three in Townsend. Might not be able to produce that if he picks up one more foul. Off the front rim and back iron and through on the free throw for Easton Knoll.
Well, he's really come up big in this second half. Now 13 points in the game, and eight of that have come here after the halftime break.
And there's another free throw. Knoll has hit 4 of 7 tonight. 5:30 to play. St. Pius has the ball down by 10. Settling into a three from the wing. It's Thornton. It's too strong. Rebound at the free throw line for Cook. St. Pius, a second chance here. Cook calls out the play. Gets a screen from Claus at the wing, and a travel's going to be called on Cook. As he tried to split the double there, Nolan White collided to block him off, and that forced him to walk. Little full court press here by St. Pius. They back up as the ball is inbounded to Noll. Thornton and Noll will run up the floor together as Wyke has the ball. Wyke dribbling in front of the midcourt stripe, left side of the floor. Claus comes out to meet him. Wyke starts to his right, pulls it back, then starts to his right, gets around Claus. Jump pass into the corner for a wide open three. Bridges, but no, it's too strong. Backside rebound for Townsend. Dribbling forward into the front court, to the wing, to the paint, to the cup. Tries a jump pass. Back over his shoulder to Claus. It's tipped out of bounds right in front of the St. Pius Lancer bench along the sideline.
Townsend got downhill so quickly, he didn't realize he was right on the baseline.
Gee,
and he had to throw it back to Luke Claus around the block. And when he did, Claus was not looking for the ball at all.
So fast. Honestly, you blink and miss. There's the inbound from the corner baseline. And Thornton down low. A tough shot through contact. Gets it to drop home. And the Lancers are down 8 with 4:40 to play in the fourth.
Got to figure out how to continue to get buckets attacking the rim. Meanwhile, here on the defensive side, Jefferson's obviously going to hold the ball, so you might have to get aggressive. Even with those 18 fouls, as we see right here, they get Caden Cook for a reach-in. You got to live with that right now if you're St. Pius. You got to play aggressive defensively and hope you can force some turnovers. Other than that, you got to send Jefferson to the foul line and hope that the Blue Jays will not be able to knock down shots at the charity stripe and, as a result, give you a chance.
Jacob Bridges for the Blue Jays this season, a 50% free throw shooter. And the first one is no good, and they have to chase down the rebound. Bridges does in the corner, lobs it up to Noll, saves it from going into the backcourt. Noll attacks, blows the layup try, and getting away with a shove down low is Colin Gosnell as he cleans up the miss.
How about Gosnell? Right place, right time for the offensive rebound and the putback.
And a foul is called in the paint, a blocking foul. And that's going to go on Bridges, his second personal. 4:12 to play in the fourth quarter in this Class 3 District 3 championship game. St. Pius down by 10 to inbound from the baseline right of the glass. It's Cook into Rubel. They'll swing it around to the near side for Townsend with a left-hand dribble to the wing. Picks it up, finds Cook. Cook, same spot as Townsend. Townsend goes to the left side of the floor. Cook on the right. Cook up top to Thornton. Thornton dribbles between the legs. Picked up at the key by Bridges. Tries to get around Bridges and come in on the help defense. Gosnell with a big strip there and a turnover by the Lancers here in crunch time.
A great play by Gosnell defensively in a possession that took a long time for St. Pius. Comes up empty after the turnover.
In the corner, Bridges along the baseline. Bounced it into the corner for Eisenbeiss. Tried to find him, but that pass leaking out of bounds. It's a turnover by the Blue Jays. 3:39 to play here in the fourth.
Can feel that championship tension in the air. The Jefferson folks real quiet after that turnover. The St. Pius folks as well.
Townsend with a head of steam attacks the rim. Got fouled at it by Colin Gosnell after Townsend received a pass mid-flight by Thornton. So Dre Townsend to the free throw line. Townsend, this is just, he's got one more year to go. He's just a junior at 5'8". Probably going to take over for the point guard position as Thornton will be leaving.
Townsend, the 57% free throw shooter, got the first to fall, and he's got the speed, as we've talked about, to be able to take things over and the handles as well.
McCorder checking in for the Blue Jays, lines up on the low right block. Won't matter, though, as Townsend hits the second free throw. St. Pius down by 8, 3:25 to play. The Blue Jays 0-2 against St. Pius this year, looking for that third time's a charm thing. There's Noll on the low right block. Thought he got fouled, missed the shot. Pius keeps the play alive, keeps moving. Boyer three from the wing. Wedges in between the rim and the glass, and a rebound underneath by Noll, and there's a whistle and a foul. If it's on Townsend, that's his fifth.
I think they're going to get Thornton, and they will. That's his third. Nonetheless, you got two of your better guards in foul trouble right now for St. Pius. Like I said, you got to be aggressive defensively and try to come up with steals and hope Jefferson misses free throws, but you got to be careful who is committing those fouls.
Easton Noll, the leading scorer in Jefferson Blue Jays history. Heels up on the free throw, and the ball goes through. 15 on the night so far for Easton Noll. Puts his career total at 1849. Make it 1850. as he sinks the free throw. 52-42, Blue Jays in the lead. St. Pius in the ball with the ball. There's Townsend right at the rim. Creates space with the elbow and goes off glass and in. Dre Townsend coming alive here in the fourth.
Yeah, that's the right mentality from Townsend to get downhill and get a bucket, but now you got to come up with a stop.
Eisenbeis, left side of the paint. Off-balance shot, oh! And he gets the friendly roll. Two bounces off of the back of the rim, and it finally drops home. 54-44, Jefferson back up 10, and a three from straight away. Josh Rubel, cold-blooded three there.
There's no quitting St. Pius. That was a moment right there from Eisenbeis when he got that bounce. I would thought that might be the omen. Rubel right back.
Bridges, one-hand bounce pass, still Weick on the right side of the rim. He gets it off, glass and in, and takes the foul. Null from the backcourt found Bridges, who didn't even bother corralling it. He just tapped it over to Weick, who was left wide open at the right side of the rim, and he got it to go. And coming on to a foul him late was Townsend. That's his fifth, and he's out of the game.
Boy, John Weick, he had not yet scored in this fourth quarter after three tremendous first ones, 22 points, but that time gets down in transition quickly, finishes through the contact plus the foul.
Free throw for John Weick is good. 2:28 to play. Jefferson up 57-47. St. Pius on their last leg here. Here's Cook attacking and got fouled by Easton Knoll. So no Dre Townsend for the rest of tonight after he picks up his fifth personal foul. Still, two very fast guys on the floor in Thornton and Cook.
Yeah, they can still get downhill, but another thing they're going to have to do is keep looking to Rubel and Eli Boyer, their two best shooters. As the first free throw goes here for Caden Cook, you can drive and get to the rim, but if you got an easier shot with those three-point shooters, got to find them and kick out and transition.
Second free throw coming for Cook. It spins off, hangs on the front lip, rebounded by McCorder, and he's fouled from behind by Jalen Thornton, I believe. And yes, that's his fourth.
Like I said, you got to worry about who's doing the fouling. You're going to have to down the stretch, but you got to make sure you're selective. Now you've got one of your other three really good guards in foul trouble with Townsend already on the bench out of the game.
Daniel McCorder at the free throw line has had the pleasure of playing with two all-stars in the Jefferson R7 community, and that's Andrew Graves, their stud running back, and Easton Knoll, their stud shooting guard. McCorder has been blessed, but not on that free throw. He misses. 2:22 to play in the fourth. McCorder, second free throw. Yes, sir. Timeout on the floor. 2:22 to play. Jefferson 58, St. Pius 48. A standing O from half the crowd here at R7 High School. We're back with more action in 60 seconds on J98.
He dreams of playing in the big leagues, which is taking a toll on your dreams. Most people don't think about their home insurance until something happens. But talking to an American Family Insurance agent today can mean your dreams have better protection tomorrow. Visit amfam.com/home for a quote and see if your insurance measures up. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
Call Bill Bess, agent 573-431-4893, or stop by 907 East Main Street in Park Hills today.
If you have water or fire damage in your home or business, call Bryant Restoration at 986-3260. Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. At Bryant Restoration, we strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience to help take the stress out of your situation. Bryant Restoration is IICRC certified, and we work with all insurance companies. Locally owned and operated, we have locations in St. Francis County and Poplar Bluff, covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration, online at bryantrestorationco.com.
Welcome back to a raucous crowd at R7 High School. Matt Greenwood alongside me, Nathan Gertz in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. We resume action here out of the timeout. 2:20 to play, 58-48. Jefferson St. Pius has the ball. On our side of the floor, it's Thornton. Far side from us on the left, attacks the rim, blocking foul underneath by Bridges. Thornton to the free throw line. This rivalry is just going to keep getting better as we move forward. But right now, this is something else. It is electric. It is hard to even put two thoughts together, let alone breathe.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is the crowd right now is in that anxious tension mode. They don't really know what's about to happen yet in these last 2 minutes, so there's been a lot of silence, to say the least. Thornton trying to pull St. Pius back in at the free throw line.
Free throws up, back iron miss. Stepping in front of Rubel, White snatches it out of the air. Lobs it forward to a wide open Knoll at the rim. No whistle, layup is good off glass. Easton Knoll stepping up huge for the Blue Jays here in crunch time. 60-49, Jefferson on top. Thornton, tough shot at the rim, right side. Missed it. And a backside rebound and a foul. McCorder picks up the foul. And that is Nate Rubel.
That was Jocelyn inside there with McCorder for the rebound, and they call the push from behind. Nate Rubel, just a freshman, but he's 6'3 and already built extremely well. He's going to be a nice player for the Lancers down the line.
Certainly is. Little hush from the St. Pius crowd. They want to make sure Nate Rubel can shoot a free throw without some noise. He gets the first one to go through. Pius down by 10, under two to play. Free throw, Rubel. A little rainbow free throw. Couple bounces off the back iron. White comes up for the board. To Bridges. 40-foot pass up ahead. Eversole underneath, off balance. Finds Eisenbeis along the wing, who gives it to White, who will settle it onto the right hip. Draws a double. White flings it over across the midcourt stripe to Bridges, and a reach-in foul on Josh Rubel. And the St. Pius contingent does not agree with the call.
Yeah, Rubel might have been trying to foul him, but in the process, I think he accidentally came up with a clean steal, and they just went ahead and called the foul anyways. That was a nice play by Josh Rubel, but it doesn't pay off.
Bridges, free throw as Jefferson's in the double bonus, and he rattles it through. This is the first year for Coach Sean Breeze as head coach of the Jefferson Blue Jays. Spent two at Herky to start his head coaching career, 11 at Crystal City, where he won a district championship three times and even got his team to the state quarterfinals. Missed free throw. On the other end, Rubel, three-pointer short. Outlet pass to Eisenbeis. Finger rolls it off the glass and in. Eric Eisenbeis extends the lead for the Blue Jays at 63-50. Racing forward, the pass up ahead. Rubel cannot save it. It goes out of bounds. It's Jefferson basketball.
And you start to see the folks in blue and white stand up and really start to feel happy. There's some smiles. There's some big applause and cheers. They know what's coming.
Jump pass at midcourt. Knoll to Eisenbeis. Extra pass down low to Bridges. Layup is off glass and in. Jacob Bridges with the last five for the Blue Jays. 65-50 the lead. Three ball. Thornton. No good. Long rebound to the wing. Boyer. 102 to play. Boyer. No look pass to the middle of the floor. Scooped up there by Bridges. Bridges draws a double. Still in the back. Finds Knoll into the front. Bounce pass to his left. White slings it into the corner for Eisenbeis. Eric Eisenbeis has it nearly poked away from behind. Goes to the paint. Jump pass to the corner. Bridges. 20-foot lob up for Knoll, who is fouled by Josh Rubel.
There they go.
I was going to say, this crowd starting to feel it. Starting to realize what's about to happen. The student section is jumping, literally. We're not talking about energy. We're talking about straight on jumping. This is going to be a great celebration for the R7 Blue Jays as Knoll missed the free throw. Still a 65-50 lead for the Blue Jays, 45.3 ticks. And Coach Lawrence has realized the end as he brings off some of his starters. Easton Knoll gets the next free throw to go. He's hit seven free throws tonight, and we got ourselves a timeout, I think, for a substitution.
Yeah, St. Pius calling time to make wholesale changes, and meanwhile, the celebration is on for Jefferson. They can feel it in the building right now on their home floor. They've only beaten St. Pius once, and what we've discussed has been this really great developing rivalry. Tonight, another chapter is going to be written. Little brother with a big-time victory.
Inbound in the backcourt for St. Pius. Caden Cook crossover dribble right to left. Kicks it into the corner. Three ball, Nate Rubel off the side of the backboard. Boyer brings it in. Floater from inside the paint. The lefty gets it to go. 66-51 Jefferson. 25 seconds to play. Easton Knoll, the right man to hold on to the basketball. Easton Knoll, the career points leader for the Blue Jays, dribbling it out with 14 seconds. He will go down in history at this very moment as the best basketball player
R7 has ever seen. 6 seconds to go. Still dribbling with it. Null. No one around him. 3 seconds. Let the mayhem begin. Null tosses the ball up into the air. It's over. The Jefferson Blue Jays are Class 3 District 3 champions. For the first time in school history, it's on to the sectionals. Final score, 66-51. The Blue Jays, the third time's a charm. Their second win all time against the Lancers. St. Pius, their season comes to an end at 20-8. One of their best seasons ever for St. Pius. But Jefferson keeps theirs going. Let's go ahead and step aside here for a couple minutes. Catch a breath. Final score, 66-51. Jefferson beating St. Pius for the Class 3 District 3 Championship on J98.
Hi, it's Hannah. The season will be here bright and sunny before we know it. And at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we brought back one of the popular tractor deals from last summer. Customers keep asking for us to bring it back, so here it is. Get the 35-horsepower shuttle shift four-wheel drive diesel tractor with the front loader, the 5-foot brush hog and 5-foot box blade, plus the 18-foot deluxe flatbed car hauler trailer for only $19,995. Oh, but wait, you also get the free. That's right, you will get the free 3,000 PSI pressure washer and two ratchet tie-downs. And of course, the best 6-year parts and labor warranty from LS, the major brand maker that you already know and love. So let me recap. Get the tractor, loader, brush hog, box blade, flatbed trailer all for only $19,995. Plus the free pressure washer and two ratchet tie-downs. Financing available on site. Just give us a call at 573-756-4353. And see us on Facebook at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment.
From faxing to notarizing, the UPS Store is every ing for your small business. And when it comes to protecting your confidential information...
Shh! Quiet! You should know about the shredding services available at the UPS Store. They're just what you need for protecting, securing, and disposing of proprietary documents.
Oh, so I can do less worrying.
The UPS Store. Every ing for small business. And of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
Everybody's going home, pool, and spa.
Imagine slipping into your own spa at the end of a long day. Soothing, relaxing, refreshing. This can be your life. We can help. I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We have new inventory of spas, starting from two-person all the way up to family size. One that will fit in the corner of your patio to larger models that can be used indoors or out. Home Pools and Spas on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ludington exit.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve, serving you and yours since 2002.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team, making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
Final score at R7 High School. Jefferson, 66. St. Pius, 52. The Blue Jays are the Class 3 District 3 champions for the first time in school history. Sean Breeze comes over from Crystal City, spent 11 years running the Hornets, had three district championships with them, out of six tries, got all the way to the state quarters back in 2012, and he's looking to take the Blue Jays just as far, if not further, after they win their first ever district championship. Easton Knoll tonight, second on the team in scoring. Believe it or not, John Wyke, who averages second
most points on the team at 18 a game to Knoll's 20, but Wyke flipping the script there and winds up with 25, Knoll with 19. Those two gentlemen carrying the Blue Jays onto a district title. And what better way to do it than in front of the home crowd here at R7 High School? What better time to do it than when you have the best player in Jefferson Blue Jays history on the hardwood? Easton Knoll, with his 19 tonight, now has 1,853 career points, most all time. John Wyke, with 25 tonight, now has 485 points on the season. Again, the final score, Jefferson 66. And St. Pius 52. Let's get to your Bloomsdale Bank into the game stats. Bloomsdale Bank connected to their customers since 1914 in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. For the St. Pius Lancers, their season comes to an end at 20-8. Certainly nothing to sneeze at. The Lancers, a fantastic year. But without their star player, Riley Nager, the Lancers cannot get it done for a third time this season and beat the Blue Jays. They get the best of them in the third matchup. So Jefferson on to the state sectionals. Here are those Bloomsdale Bank stats I teased about probably 3 minutes ago. For St. Pius, 11 for Jalen Thornton to lead all Lancers in scoring. Then 9 apiece for Caden Cook, Josh Rubel, and Dre Townsend. 8 for Eli Boyer. 6 for Luke Kloss. And 1 for Nate Rubel. And for the Jefferson Blue Jays, as I mentioned, 25 for John Wyke, 19 for Easton Knoll, 8 for Jacob Bridges, 6 for Eric Eisenbeiss, 2 for Levi Ebersalt, 1 for Cole Holdinghausen, 2 for Colin Gosnell, and 2 for Colby Ott. They are cutting down the nets here at R7 McCorder. Daniel McCorder just finished clipping his little strip, and now stepping up to the ladder is John Wyke. John Wyke turns to the crowd, says, "Give me a roar." They do. He turns back to the net, and he cuts it, and he's having trouble, and he's still having trouble. It's not easy, apparently, to cut down a net. There we go. He got it. He'll climb back down the ladder. All right, we're working on getting Sean Brees, head coach for the Blue Jays, to come on this Home Pools and Spas postgame show. There's a crowd of people around him, as there should be. And there's a crowd around a bunch of the Jefferson players as well. What a great night for the R7 community. They came out in a strong showing, got a strong performance from Easton Knoll, John Wyke, and company. And they are district champions for the first time in school history. Jefferson improves to 19-8. Every win from here on out is just setting the standard for what's to be for Blue Jay basketball. Let's go ahead and step aside here, and we'll come back in just a bit to continue this Home Pools and Spas postgame show. 66-52, Jefferson wins it here on J98.
Jeffco Alarm Services in Herculaneum. They take the fear out of nighttime noises and more. Jeffco Alarm Services includes cameras, TV hangs, surround sound, and more, and can handle anything with low voltage wiring. Residential or commercial, Jeffco Alarm Service specializes in your safety and security. Call today for a free alarm bid at 636-677-2190. That's 677-2190. Jeffco Alarm Services in Herculaneum, residential and commercial security. The peace of mind is priceless.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 10-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker today at 800-851-5371.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers SecureSwipe. SecureSwipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
You love to shop at Patsy's.
This is Jamie from Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. If you're looking for new furniture, come and see us. We have a wide selection of living room, dining room, bedroom sets, and more. Visit us in the store or online at Facebook or at patsysfurniture.com. We have a wide variety of financing options available. Military and first responders receive a discount every day. May God bless you all.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
KTJJ, Farmington, Festus, Crystal City, St. Genevieve. J98 The Boot.
Matt Greenwell back with you on the Home Pools and Spas postgame show, joined by Easton Knoll of the Jefferson Blue Jays, district champions for the first time in school history. And how apropos that Easton Knoll got to dribble out the final 18 seconds of this contest as they win it 66-52 over the St. Pius Lancers. How you feeling, Easton?
I'm still trying to comprehend what just happened. It's crazy. It's that goosebump feeling you get, and best thing in life to feel. It was awesome.
You know, you went through a coaching change this year. Jason Dreyer stepped in, filled in last year, and did a marvelous job for you guys.
Yes, sir.
And Coach Breeze comes in. Jason, obviously, as the athletic director, gets a little tired, so he goes out and gets someone full of energy. But with a new scheme, a new way of teaching basketball, and it's something that you and the guys had to adjust to. You had a whole season to do so.
Yes, sir.
Take us from step one to this step here. What you learned from Coach Breeze, how to go about attacking these kind of games, any game for that matter. Just what have you learned from him over this past season?
You know, Coach Breeze has been great. It was an honor for him to be my coach my senior year and last year. But from step one, he came in and he preached, we're going to play defense, and we're going to do it his way. And it might be different than what we've been doing, but we're going to do it, and we're going to win. And he's not wrong. It's what happened.
Boy, this community certainly surrounded him as you guys were cutting down the nets. I think the biggest roar actually came from the crowd, or the biggest roar from the crowd came from when he was clipping down the net. Obviously, he means a lot to this basketball team as the head coach. But, you know, going into this game, you guys had fell to St. Pius twice already this year, and it would be easy for you guys to be like, oh, these guys again.
Yes.
But if you just get the sense, just from watching you guys play tonight, that you guys are very, very mentally tough, and it doesn't matter who you're playing, you're going to go out and give it your best. How do you guys keep that focus when you go 0-2 against a team in the regular season? How do you keep that focus and keep that, you know, ability to stay strong mentally and go out and win it after your third try?
You know, that crossed our minds when we saw Pius won the semis and we were going to face them for a third time in the championship. And Coach Breeze just put it flat out for us in our first film the day after that. We've played them twice and we've lost twice, but that's not how it's going to work. Both games we played pretty bad and our defense let down. We lost shooters, and tonight how we played followed his game plan, didn't let shooters. We just played marvelous defense, and it was unreal. I really think we can go a long way with the defense we play. And Coach Breeze, I give it all to him for that.
Let's see here. John White, 25 points. I mean, I don't know what else to say about the kid. He's obviously very, very strong, very athletic. Picked up a couple of dramatic blocks here tonight as well. Had some easy lay-ins, hit a couple of big threes. Just did everything for you guys.
Yeah.
Give him some props, Easton.
I'm going to give him some props. you know, some people might say that John is, he's got one thing, that little jump hook or whatever. Coaches will say there's people they can compare to him, but I don't think there's anyone near here you can compare to John. John came out tonight, and he did it all. He hit the three. He hit the jump shots. He had awesome blocks. He even guarded Jalen, probably the quickest kid on the floor, and he shut him down. So really, I think John's got every facet of the game down, and John's a special player.
I don't remember at what point in the game it was, but you were left open for a three, which I'm sure you were surprised in, and you shot it, and you kind of squatted down a little bit, and that's usually the look of a guy that knows it's going in.
Yeah. I just hit that jump shot, and next possession down, I got the open shot, and I'm like, okay, here's an open shot. It came off my fingers, and it felt good, and I knew it was going in, that little lean down, little.
Yeah.
It's a good indicator. Yeah.
I almost called it before it went in, but, of course, we can't do that.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you are the career leader in points, and it might take a while for someone to do that. You probably hope it doesn't happen, but 1,853 points now for your career. It's just going to keep rising as you guys move through the playoffs. You're going to play either Steelville or St. James. They're going to duke it out tomorrow night. Maybe you guys get a chance to monitor that. But before we address that situation and moving forward with you guys, what was that moment like for you to get the ball last 18 seconds or so and dribble it out? Do you even remember that happening?
Like I said, it's that goosebump feeling you get in your body when you watch or something happens in your life, and just that goosebump feeling that you really – It's awesome. It's indescribable, actually. It's just amazing.
All right, so you guys obviously put the onus on defense.
Yes.
Defense wins championships. You know, you've heard that your entire life, and you bought into what Coach Brees has wanted you to do, and you said it was his way or the highway, right? That sort of thing. All right, so as you progress through these playoffs, what is Easton Knoll and the Jefferson Blue Jays, as you get some fist bumps here, What is Easton Knoll and the Jefferson Blue Jays working on between now and that state sectional round next Wednesday to make sure that you keep pushing forward and keep setting the standard for what Blue Jay basketball should be to come?
You know, Coach Brees is going to do his part like he always has, going through this whole district, scouting up on either St. James or Steelville, whoever wins it. He's going to find out what their strengths are, and we're going to come out, and our defensive intensity is going to be exactly what it's been this whole district play, and I think we can get the job done. So, really, we're going to stick to it on defense. I don't think anyone can score on us.
I think I will I'll go ahead and give you a chance here to talk about this crowd. I think they'll love hearing what you have to say about what they brought intensity-wise, electricity-wise to this game here tonight.
Yeah, the crowd was outstanding. We knew coming in that it was going to be packed. Even the chairs set up, we knew there was going to be people standing. And Coach Brees told us that we're probably never going to play in an environment like this again, that this might be the best environment we play in our basketball careers, and it was crazy. I know going up 10 at one point, our fans were so loud I couldn't even think. It was awesome.
Yeah, try being a broadcaster trying to think in this crowd. But no, it was insane. It was fun. Glad you were able to pull it out here, and best of luck to you guys moving forward. We certainly look forward to following you guys along this journey
Thank you.
All right, that is Easton Knoll of the Jefferson Blue Jays, career leader in points. The man here on campus on the hardwood. They win it by a final score of 66-52. We'll take a break here on the Home Bulls and Spots postgame show and come back with Sean Brees, the head coach of the victorious Blue Jays.
Hi, this is John Hartley, president of the Mentor Area Bluegrass Association. I want to take this time to wish the West County Bulldogs good luck during the Class 3 District 3 basketball tournament. Your hard work and dedication does not go unnoticed. Good luck and best wishes throughout the rest of the school year. The Mentor Area Bluegrass Association is excited for some great music in October with the Mentor Area Bluegrass Festival. We're looking forward to seeing you all later this year. We will have a hee-haw of a time.
Are you tired of calling your mortgage lender and not being able to talk to anyone, or you're transferred over and over again? Skip the hassle and refinance with Bloomsdale Bank. Call today and speak with one of their expert loan officers. Have a personalized borrowing experience and rest easy knowing your loan will be serviced locally when you borrow with Bloomsdale Bank. Visit their website or visit any of their five locations in Herculaneum, Crystal City, Bloomsdale, or St. Genevieve. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Matt Greenwood back on J98, joined by Sean Brees of the victorious Jefferson Blue Jays, district champions for the first time in school history in the first year as a head coach at Jefferson for Coach Brees. Coach, before we start talking about the game, that moment right there at the net, you got to cut down the last string and got the biggest roar from the crowd.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. I can't even really explain it. A little embarrassing, I guess, because all I'm doing is standing over there. The kids are out here. They're the ones that, you know, are putting the sweat in. So proud of them, but it was so neat to see the community, just everybody out there, that fan section that we had. My goodness, they're crazy.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
So nice to see them have that moment. You don't always get those, so when you do, it's a wonderful thing to watch.
As I mentioned a couple of times throughout the broadcast, Coach, and definitely towards the end, you took Crystal City to 3 district championships, got them as far as the state quarterfinals back in 2012. So you, as a coach, know what it takes from a mindset perspective, from a working out perspective, from a team, chemistry arrangement. You know how it all needs to work in order to be successful, and it's obviously rubbed off on these guys. But talk about this group moving forward. I know it's not over. I'm talking like it's the end of the season.
Right, right.
It's not.
That's okay.
You're district champs.
Okay.
You're on to the state playoffs. But talk about this group and just how much they've bought into you and your, your thoughts on how to go about running a successful program, that sort of thing.
Well, it starts with the kids. I mean, the kids have to want to listen. They have to want to be a part of it. You know, a lot of coaches say a lot of the same stuff. So, but these kids, they bought in. You know, defensively, I thought they have just become an extremely good defensive team. And that's not a whole lot of fun to work on. They've done it. They've never complained about it one day. And, it's just them, their effort, the way that they play together, the way they stay together in the locker room, on the court. And, that's just – congrats to them. It was such a great thing for me to sit back and watch sometimes there in the fourth quarter, third quarter, when things started clicking, we were going to the rim. I think I was enjoying more kind of being a fan, watching our bench and our kids on the floor get so excited.
I mean, something that these kids are going to remember for a while, and boy, you got to power forward now to the state sectional round. Steelville or St. James, they play tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, so you'll know by the end of Saturday evening who you're going to be playing on Wednesday in the state sectional. And I'm sure it's nice for you that it's at Jefferson College.
Yeah.
So that's right around the corner, so that should be fun as well on Wednesday. But I asked Easton, and I'll ask you the same question, Coach. What are you and the Blue Jays working on to make sure that this good feeling from tonight's district championship continues through the state playoffs?
I think the first thing is you let them enjoy this for about 24 hours. You know, they don't get a whole lot of time, and I've told them, you know, whenever you win things and you succeed, expectations go up a little bit, which means we got to keep working. It's not ever going to be easy. But they know what's at stake. They knew we had to get through this first, and I don't think it's going to be a problem getting them real fired up for this one. But like I said, let them enjoy this. Let everybody enjoy this, because you still look at everybody out here. Just really fun to be a part of it. I'm humbled.
I was thinking maybe I should save this question for later on, later on in the state playoffs, but I think I'm going to go ahead and ask this now. Coach Breeze, I know this is bigger than you. It's about the kids and all that good stuff, but at the same time, you got to take it personal at some point, because you are totally invested emotionally and, in everything. But your name will now be associated with the first ever district championship Jefferson Blue Jays boys basketball team. Your thoughts on just that thought alone?
You know, it's kind of an honor. I mean, I thank the administration, Mr. Johnson, our superintendent, Mr. Haug, our principal, Mr. Coach Dreyer, our AD, and the school board, they gave me the opportunity. So, I'm very appreciative, I guess, is what I should say, because just for them to allow me to have the opportunity, come in, work with these good kids, with the good fans, with the good families. But again, we've all got to do it together, and we did, and it finally came together tonight, and good for them.
All right, before I let you go, Coach Breeze, and we try to track down John Wyko, I think keeps getting pulled further and further away from us. I want to check in on the Gilster Mary Lee play of the game. Hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates. Benefits and bonus pay included. Call Mike Walker, 800-851-5371. I hope your brain's not racing too much at this point, but I would like for you to tell us what you felt like was the Gilster Mary Lee play of the game tonight.
Well, there were so many. I'll say that there was a little group of them, and it was about a two-minute stretch where we had a couple guys cutting through to the lane, and we were hitting them. We got some layups. They started pressuring, and we got down the floor and got some easy buckets. And I really thought about those three, four possessions offensively where we were able to finally put points on the board, keep that lead right around 10. That was really, really a big one. You know, it's hard. It's hard for me to pick one. John had so many big rebounds. And everybody, the defense that Eric played, that Daniel McCorder came in and played, it was everybody. You know, Jacob Bridges is somebody that I think people sleep on sometimes. They don't realize he's everywhere on the floor the whole game.
Yeah.
So there were a lot. But I would say that little stretch there in the third, fourth quarter where we were able to get some easy buckets, probably huge.
Coach, I'm going to let you keep going and celebrating. Not going to hold you too much longer. Thanks for your time. We'll see you in the sectionals.
Thank you so much for everything. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. That is Sean Breeze, head coach of the Jefferson Blue Jays, joining us here on the Home Bulls and Spots postgame show. I'm going to keep you for one more interview because I think this guy deserves to talk about his performance tonight. The kid's name is John White. 25 points tonight, some odd number of rebounds, couple of huge block shots. He's now 15 points away from 500 on the season. He got over the 200 rebound mark for this season early on in the first quarter. And he is just an excellent, excellent talent for this Jefferson Blue Jays side. If he gets 15 more points in the state sectional and gets that 500 mark, that would be two Jefferson Blue Jays with 500-plus points this season. That is something to really just sort of sit back and appreciate. So John Wyke is headed this way. Again, the final score, Jefferson 66, St. Pius 52. Jefferson, the Class 3, District 3 champions. And there's John trying to figure out the headset. There we go. And there you go. All right. So he's got it on. He's now shared a headset with Easton Nolan and Coach Breeze. John, that certificate, that bright yellow Applebee's certificate, is yours for being our player of the game. 25 points tonight, some odd rebounds, couple of huge block shots, couple of big shots made. Talk about your performance here tonight.
You know,
there you go.
You know, it's not all about, like, I get those layups, but a lot of it's not me. It's Easton creating, other guys hitting shots, leaving me open. And I don't know, I just felt my hook shot tonight. And once I get that going, then they got a double. I can kick out, find the shooters. Made a couple threes. Airballed one, but yeah, I was just feeling it. I
wasn't going to bring that one up. your dad is Ken White, head football coach over at St. Genevieve. You obviously have grown up with that, knowing that, being a part of that. And I feel like it can give kids a little bit of an edge when it comes to being strong mentally. Would you say you get that from your dad, your coach, and maybe not just him?
Well, yeah, of course. I've always been on the sideline on his good teams. When he was coaching at Crystal, when they went to, like, what it was, the Elite Eight or something like that, Final Four, I was sidelined there, and I kind of, like, saw what it takes to be a champion, saw what it takes to win those kind of games, and saw the mental focus it took, and kind of just learned from that and kind of brought that into my own game.
Talk about that moment. The last 18 seconds are coming off the clock. Easton Knoll is standing alone near midcourt. St. Pius obviously drew the defense off. You guys start going to the bench to celebrate. Talk about that moment for you as a player being a part of this district championship team.
Man, it's hard to believe. It's almost like you can't breathe a bit. Like, you won, but you're still amped up, you know? You feel like you're still in the game. And then once that final buzzer sound, I don't know, man. I just went crazy.
Hey, you probably don't remember how crazy it went. You got a chance to cut the net there a little bit. It seemed like you were struggling for a second.
Man, I was cutting the top one, and it kept sliding on me, so I kept cutting different spots. I don't know. And they told me to pull it tight, and I finally got it.
You probably loosened it for some other ones. Yeah. Probably made it easier for your coach to bring it down. All right, you guys are the first ever district championship team in Blue Jay history, and I know it's a short-lived history. 06, I believe, is when the school got established, and I think the first varsity program would have been 07 or 08. And I know you guys are trying to push forward into the state sectional. You are there, and you want to keep adding on to this historic season. But at this very moment, what does it mean for you to have your name associated with this team that's the first ever district championship team at R7?
Man, I feel like it's just the beginning. It's been a long road getting here. We didn't come off at a hot start as a high school, but I feel like we're established it now, and teams know we're here to play. In the past, we've always been a talented team that can't win close games. Now we can win close games, so we're just going to build on that and keep it going.
All right, very cool. District champion Jefferson Blue Jays, they'll play either Steelville or St. James in the state sectional round Wednesday at 7:45 at Jefferson College. We'll have coverage for you either on J98 or KJFF. We'll pick and let you know for sure. But John, one last question before we let you go. I asked this to Easton Knoll as well. What's John Wyke working on, and what's his team working on to be prepared for that sectional game?
You know, we just build on our defense. We came out, you saw it here, first half, we didn't shoot too well, but our defense kept us ahead. And then second half, shots started falling and good things happened. We just got to come out defensively and hold them, and then shots will fall, and we'll be able to come up on top.
All right, sounds good to me. John, congratulations
Thank
on the win,
you.
Man.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming up. Don't forget that certificate. Sorry about that loud squeal there. And he put the headset down before I could turn the mic off. All right, that's it. That's all the time we're going to dedicate towards the Jefferson Blue Jays. Another round of applause. Maybe we'll get Nathan on here for his final thoughts. Got to witness an electric night tonight here at R7 High School as Jefferson district champions for the first time in school history. Boy, I tell you, Nathan, talking to Easton and talking to John, this is not it. They've got more in them for sure.
Yeah, and that's great to hear, but at the same time, I'd also say enjoy this moment and savor it because you don't get many opportunities to win a district championship. You very rarely get to do it on your home floor.
Yeah.
And to do it in front of that home crowd tonight, you could just feel the energy and excitement afterwards. It was a really fun atmosphere to be here tonight. Hats off to St. Pius, a fantastic team, and really unfortunate that Riley Nager was not out there tonight for them.
Right.
He was their best player for the year and their leading scorer. Might be a different result otherwise, but it is what it is, and you can't fault this Jefferson team for that, and you can't say they're not deserving. They've had a fantastic season. It's been a fantastic job of building this whole school, let alone this program, forward, and now they've got themselves an opportunity to go play in the state tournament. They're going to have a heck of a test regardless of if it's Steelville or St. James
right.
in the sectional round, but it should be a fantastic basketball game next Tuesday night in Hillsboro.
And I'm glad you mentioned St. Pius. Don't want them to get lost in the shuffle here. St. Pius finishes this year 20-8, their best record in the 21st century. Most wins they've had in this program since 2000. And so big congratulations to St. Pius. I want to personally thank Eric Lawrence for his great work with us at KJEF this season. He is just a phenomenal guy. You can text him, call him anytime, and he'll answer the call. If not immediately, within a few seconds. And so my great appreciation to Coach Lawrence. As you said, Nathan, congratulations to St. Pius on a great season. And it was great to follow them this year. Unfortunately, their season does come to an end tonight. But again, Jefferson wins it 66-52. They are Class 3 District 3 champions. I want to thank Jack Sadler back in the J98 studio, my broadcast partner tonight. Nathan Gertz, who called the Saxony Lutheran Arcadia Valley Girls District Championship game. Arcadia Valley unfortunately lost that one 48-33. Saxony Lutheran is on to the state sectionals on the girls' side out of this district, and out of on the boys' side, it's the Jefferson Blue Jays. So again, my thanks to Jack Sadler, Nathan Gertz, and thank you for joining us here on Friday night. It's been one heck of a night, and we are so glad you got to enjoy it with us. Thank you so much for listening. I am Matt Greenwood signing off here as they turn off the lights at R7.